Hey Frank, this is Zach from Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Fine, how are you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. I was just following up. I guess we were supposed to
Yeah,
talk about.
we were going to chat. Well, actually, I have a few minutes here. So
Okay.
now, okay, so not to sound ignorant.
No problem. Any
Okay, so you guys do both
equipment
equipment lease.
finance and working capital, yes.
Okay. So what do you base your working capital on?
It's based off of your gross annual sales. We're able to unlock 10 to 15% of that. So, for instance, I don't know if you did $1 million last year, we could get you upwards
No,
of.
last year was a horrible year. Actually, I've got over 230,000 in two large orders. We have other orders coming in, but Q1 this year will be 470,000, but last but anyways, you don't do forward, you don't do financing of receivables.
No, we did not,
Okay.
unfortunately.
That's okay.
What were you looking to do?
Well, there's as I said, last year was what we had is we had been doing really quite well, and then last year our biggest customer just dropped off the, which is not nothing wrong with it. They're still a customer. But rather than buying, their 1.2 million a year last year, they bought like, 100,000.
Ouch.
Yeah, no, look, was stupid on our part for, I have been trying, actually, long story, which I won't get into. I've been aware that this could happen. We've been planning to diversify from them. They had kept us so tied up though with work that became difficult on my part. Then my salespeople were really ineffective in getting outside. Now we're now so now we are now outside of them and chugging along. But so last year looks horrible. So
So what would you say your gross annual sales was last year? Just off.
probably 500 to 600K.
Okay. Now, were you looking for bring on capital, or were you looking to bring on equipment, or?
Well, actually, that's a really good question. Honestly, what we could do is we could use to get some new lathes and a mill, new lathe and a mill, which is equipment, of course.
Yes.
We have a small machine shop that we run. To support our system sales, so that's probably a better possibility than going through the hoops for 50K in credit.
Okay.
Quite honestly, because and then we worry about a credit line next year. We're also in discussions with Alcoa Ventures. Alcoa is one of our customers.
Okay.
And they're looking at laying down some serious capital for the company already.
Oh, nice.
So,
If you have, it looks like you may have capital wrapped up. If you're looking to bring on, a lathe and a couple mills, we could definitely do that. Equipment financing is actually a bread and butter product, and we actually started the
okay.
company, 15 years ago, based upon equipment financing, and have added new programs since then. So it's really our piece de resistance.
Okay. So what is the process?
Okay, it's very simple. We one page application. 4 months of most recent bank statements,
Okay.
and then actually invoices of the equipment that you're looking at, or if you have some sort of quote for that as well.
Okay.
Once I receive that information, I can package it, get it over underwriting. We can turn around and make an offer to you, inside of 24 hours. If you like what we had to say, we can actually get you funded in another 48 hours. So it's a very expedited process.
What are your typical what are your costs of money?
Okay, so with the equipment financing, rates start in the low single digits, and basically there's no down payment required, usually a first and last.
Okay.
And we do take care of soft costs up to 125% of the cost of the equipment. So as far as like
Meaning, you're
install,
talking about
like,
shipping or
yes, exactly.
God, okay. Well,
And
send
it's
me
a
the amount.
traditional 2 to 5 year loan.
Okay, perfect. Send me, if you would, if you haven't sent it, I but resend me the app for
Sure,
that.
sure.
It'll take a couple of weeks because what I need to do is I need to make contact with some suppliers on what we're looking for.
Okay.
And okay. Bridgeport is one supplier, and then the other supplier, we'd actually have trouble finding the lathe that we want. So unless I go to a machine reseller, which
we do use the equipment as well. If that's an option for you,
that would have to be the case.
Okay.
So we would go through. You would prefer that we go through like a reseller or as opposed to a private party. You would rather have
private party. Yeah, things get kind of sticky with private party.
Understood.
Yeah.
I understand. No, actually, we would get better quality equipment if we went through a reseller. An equipment refurbisher reseller.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, these guys are dealers who. But anyways. All right, cool. I mean, it'll take about 2 weeks to get this together. If you go ahead and send me the app and for the equipment leasing, and we'll go from there.
Sounds good. And I have fpassarelli@yahoo.com. Is that still valid?
That's perfect. Yeah, that's perfect. My Rasonic account, it'll get filtered out.
Okay. Well, I'm glad I got a hold of you today, Frank, and I will put together a packet for you and have that app over
great.
To you in
we'll,
about 20
we'll
minutes.
We'll talk to you in a couple weeks. Thanks.
Sounds good. Talk to you soon. All right, bye.
Bye.